the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Justin Moore's hit songs include If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, Beta Hook, Till My Last Day, and his latest, Point at You. In September, he released his brand new album, Off the Beaten Path, with a deluxe version that features 16 songs. Produced by Jeremy Stover, the new album includes duets with Miranda Lambert and Charlie Daniels, and the right mix of up-tempo fun, humor, and heartfelt songs. Justin recently wrapped up his first ever headlining tour, and lately he's been spending time here in Canada. Before we speak with Justin, let's enjoy his 2011 hit, If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, here on In the Country.
Every day I drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. And what I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now, he's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wait. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take. If heaven wasn't so far away. Three of those girls we lost from the class of 99. And I'd find my bird dog Bo, take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice sang the second verse of Me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'd do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talks. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now, she's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him pray. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to say. If heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far away, so far away, so far away.
And that's Justin Moore. If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away from his last album, we're here to talk about his new album, Off the Beaten Path. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Great to have you here. Now, you have been entertaining music fans in Western Canada for the last few days. How's that been going?
It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a little while since we've been up this way, so it's good to get back and see some of the fans that we've seen. Not only up here when we've been up here, but, across in the States when they come over. And it's been fun for me to do the intimate stuff. It's been a little while since I've had the opportunity to do that. And I started out with just my acoustic guitar as a songwriter. So it's fun for me anytime I get the opportunity.
I love hearing songs like that, especially if they're ones that I know from the produced version, and now I'm hearing an artist like you singing an acoustic version of it. It really adds something to a song, doesn't it?
I agree, and I've always been a big fan of why songs came to be or how they came to be, and
yeah,
that really gives you the opportunity to, be laid back and take questions and explain, why we recorded songs, et cetera, and I think the fans really get a kick out of it as much as we do.
Definitely. Now, congratulations on the success of the first single from your new album, the video and the song climbing the charts. It's called Point at You. Now, it has done incredibly well at radio and on iTunes.
It has. Thank you very much. It's been exciting to see. It's our fourth number one song in the States and a top 10 record over here. And just I keep scratching my head wondering how in the world we wound up here. But we're going to take it and run with it and enjoy every minute of it. It's in particular, this song has been big for us with the album coming out. It's the first single from the album. So to, have a number one song to jumpstart the album is great. And we've been able to, I don't know how, but we've been able to do that with each of our three albums so far. So it's been awesome.
Now, there are 11 songs on the album. For the deluxe version, there's an extra 5, so a lot of value in that. You had a hand in writing some of the songs, and others are songs from other writers who are quite well-known songwriters. How tough was it, Justin, to narrow down the song selection to the ones that are on the album?
It was tough, and it always is. As a songwriter, especially, you want to put everything on there. And obviously,
right.
you can't do that. It's like kind of, I kind of attribute it to putting a puzzle together. There's songs I wrote 12, 15 years ago that I still want to put on an album. They just haven't fit the first three. And so you pull out songs, you put songs in, and you kind of figure out how to make it a complete album. And when I took this album into the label, it was a 16-song album. There was no talk of having an 11-song album. In my mind, the complete record is 16 songs, and the label came to me with the idea of using that as a deluxe version just in case, folks couldn't afford the extra $3-4 for the extra few songs. And,
right.
I like the idea after I thought about it, because if you if you are a little strapped for cash, at least you can get the bulk of the album. But, you know, me as the artist, insert air quotes here, I think of the album as 16 songs. So hopefully if folks can, they'll go get that, and that way they can enjoy everything.
Now, the name of the album is, of course, Off the Beaten Path, which is one of the songs that appears on it. What made you choose that song and that title for this collection of songs? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, over the course of my career, I've been very traditional country-based, and that's just what comes out of me naturally and what I love to play and what I grew up listening to. And I'm proud of the fact that we've gotten to the point we have in our career by playing traditional country music. That said, the radio, when I came out 5 or 6 years ago, sounds totally different than what it does right now.
Right.
You know, it's as diverse as it's ever been, or maybe more so, in my lifetime. And,
yep.
You know, so it was my goal with this album to stay true to what I'm doing, as in, you know, what's got me to this point, but also grow as an artist and grow my music to mesh a little better maybe with what's going on in our format right now. But so, you know, metaphorically, Off the Beaten Path, some of the songs on this record may be a little bit of a departure for me, or a little bit out of my proverbial box. But at the same time, that was really exciting for me to go out and do, and it really pushed me as an artist to get better. You know, as far as literally, Off the Beaten Path is where I feel most comfortable. I feel most comfortable out in the woods, either hunting or fishing or camping or doing whatever.
Right.
I grew up in a town of 300 people in central Arkansas. And so
wow.
I thought for a couple of different reasons it made sense to go with that for the title, and that's the title of our upcoming tour as well, so.
Very exciting. Yeah, you recently wrapped up a headlining tour, so now the Off the Beaten Path tour is when does that begin?
About a week and a half, so we're counting down the days. We did our very first headlining tour of our career early this year. I think we went through about March or something like that, and that was called the Outlaws Like Me Tour. And because of the success of that tour, which really exceeded our expectations, we were fortunate enough to get Randy Houser to go out and open for us on this tour. I think we're doing about 60 cities or something like that. And he's had two number ones back-to-back in the States and is as hot as anybody right now. And we got Josh Thompson going out with us as well, who's got quite a few hit records that have been on the radio.
Yeah.
They're both great buddies of mine, and it'll be a lot of fun. And on top of that, it allowed us to go out and get some more toys to throw on stage with production and all that stuff, and play some bigger arenas. So it's exciting. I'm nervous about it. I'm excited about it. It's kind of all of the above, but we're looking forward to it. It'll be a whole lot of fun.
All right, let's hear the lead single from Off the Beaten Path. This is Point at You from my guest, Justin Moore.
Town Friday night, red light running, good time chasing. Guess I burned this reputation. Probably never shake it, but that's alright. I got a rough side, a wild side, at least a country mile wide, a fighting side after a few. If they wanna see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side, I just point at you. Yeah, point at you. Just what it is, it's got me all tore up like this. Your kiss done melted down this heart of stone. I'd still like to get a little crazy, but something about your loving baby breaks me down and makes me want to haul ass home. I got a rough side, a wild side, at least a country mile wide, a fighting side after a few. If they want to see my sweet side, my soft side, my best side,
That's Justin Moore and Point at You. Now, on the album, you got to record with a couple of very big names my audience will know and any country fan knows for sure. The song Old Habits, you sing with Miranda Lambert, and a great title for any old redneck reason. That's one with Charlie Daniels on it. What was it like recording with them? And I understand these were your first duets.
They were, and you know, a duet was something I thought, you know, at some point in my career I probably would do, but I've never sought out songs or tried to write songs that I thought should be duets or whatever. I just kind of by fluke have two of them on this album. And a buddy of mine sent me a song called Old Habits that I heard, and he didn't write it to be a duet, but as soon as I heard it, I thought, man, that's a duet. If I've ever heard a duet, that's one right there. And
right.
And for whatever reason, I heard Miranda Lambert on it and nobody else. And so I called Miranda. She and I are really great friends and have been for a while. And I said, you got to do this song with me. This song is great. And I didn't even write the song, so I'm not biased in that opinion. But she heard, I sent her the song. She loved it, and she said, I'm in. And so that was really cool for her to, you know, take the time out of her schedule to do that and lend her, you know, talents to my album. And then with Charlie Daniels, that song is one that I wrote right before he and I played a festival show together in Colorado. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to ask him if he minds doing this. It's probably not the most appropriate time to do that, but I don't want to wonder what if. And so I asked him, yep. And he said, man, you tell me when and where, and I'll be there. So for me as a songwriter, I've written number one songs and had a lot of success as a songwriter. But as a songwriter, for me personally, that's my proudest moment, to have one of my heroes in this business and Charlie Daniels not only sing on but play fiddle on a song that I wrote. So
great couple of songs. Great to hear those duets. The one with Miranda is beautiful, called Old Habits. Our listeners
definitely
have to check that one out. Now, another song in there it's a beautiful love song. A lot of your stuff, of course, is up-tempo. A lot of it's very humorous, but the song That's How I Know You Love Me. Does singing that kind of song, Justin, come as easy and as natural to you as the more up-tempo stuff does?
I don't know that it did early on in my career, which is probably why I didn't do much of that. But that's my favorite song on the album, and it may be my favorite song maybe my favorite song I've ever recorded. So I love that song. That song was 10 years old and nobody's ever recorded it, which blows my mind. I've been reluctant in the past to record love songs until the success of Till My Last Day and now Point at You, both being big hit records for us. Prior to that, I didn't know if radio or if the fans wanted to hear us go that route. And, you know, seeing what those two songs did for our career made me realize that I guess we can. So, but it's just a great song, and it'd be hard to screw that song up, so hopefully we didn't.
Now, if we go back a few years to a huge song for you called If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away, I love this song. I love the meaning in it and the different scenarios in it, the people that mean a lot to the singer in the song. That's from your last album, Outlaws Like Me. Do you hear stories from fans about how much that song has come to mean to them?
I do, and you know, that just speaks to the power of not only music, but country music specifically, and that's what it did to me. The first time I heard it, I was finished recording the Outlaws Like Me album, and I heard it, and I go, man, I have to go back into the studio and talk my record label into letting me cut another song, and it ended up being the first single from that album, and obviously it was a big record for us, and really special song. You know, it's one of those songs to me that is what country music is been built on and is all about. And to go around the country and the world, I guess you'd say. I'm in Canada right now and heard a story last night about a lady's dad who had passed away, and she had a tattoo on her back that said, "If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away." And you know, that's pretty cool to know that it touches people that far away from home for me, and so to get to hear those stories is really special, and I'm glad that I've learned in my career that if it's personal to me and it touches me, then it's usually personal and touches the masses. So I'm fortunate to have learned that with a song like that.
It is a great one. Now, I understand your new single that's upcoming is Letting the Night Roll, which is written by you, your producer Jeremy Stover, and Rodney Clausen. Now, I read that it's a song that you said you wouldn't have written or recorded earlier in your career. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to the love song thing. The first love song I released to radio was Till My Last Day. And, again, prior to that, I didn't know if anybody wanted to hear me do that. I knew that people liked hearing beer drinking songs from me, and I'm pretty good at that. But you know, because of the success of that, and again, Point at You Now, I felt like that grew our fan base to a different level. We had an additional type of person or group of individuals showing up at our shows that prior to those type of songs we didn't have. And I thought, you know, to follow up those two with this one makes perfect sense. And you know, our goal is to continue to grow our fan base. And I think songs like this one in particular, Letting the Night Roll, will allow us to do that.
And this is the new single from Off the Beaten Path. Here's my guest, Justin Moore, and Letting the Night Roll.
That water tower's got the sun going down behind it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights. It was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes. We can run the rest down Main Street, dodging the blue lights, or disappear off into the corner and past the county line. Baby, keep on swaying through the backbeat. Long as you're right here beside me. You make the call, baby, I don't care. We can take this anywhere. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town or drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Letting the Night Roll, that is Justin Moore, my guest on In the Country. Who who are your musical heroes and your influences, Justin, those artists that inspired you to follow the path you're on?
My favorite artist of all times are the same laundry list as everybody else, Hank, Waylon, Willie, those guys. But more specifically, my favorite artists are really unique and the people to me that nobody will ever be like again. There's never going to be another Charlie Daniels. They're never going to be another John Anderson. You can try to sing like him, but you ain't going to.
Right.
My favorite artist of all time is Dwight Yoakam. Hands down, beyond a shadow of a doubt. I think he's the greatest entertainer I've ever seen. And it's just those guys who are really unique, I really, really looked up to. And whether our music is similar or not, they've had a drastic effect on my music and my career.
Now, you grew up in Arkansas and moved to Nashville in 2002. I understand that you moved back to Arkansas in the last couple of years. What was it you missed about Arkansas that led you back home?
I lived in Nashville for 10 years. In the last 3 years, my wife and I live in Arkansas, back where I grew up. So while I was in Nashville, I missed, most of all, I missed my family. I missed the everything, but Nashville was good to me, but I finally talked my wife into moving back home. So when I go home, I'm off the road. I go to my house in Arkansas, and I usually get in on Sunday morning, go to church, and go eat dinner at my grandma's house and ride four-wheelers all day. So it's been really good for me personally, which in turn has been good for me professionally to be back there. And I have two little girls. One will be 2 in November. The other will be 4 in February. And it was really important to me that they grew up where I did and how I did and grow up around my mom and dad, because I always had really special relationships with both my grandparents and or both sets of my grandparents, excuse me. And it was really important to me that, my kids have that as well. So it's been a good thing for us.
At this point in the age they're at, have you seen with your children any musical talent yet displayed?
I have, actually. And I'm sure everybody, says this about their kids. And I may say this regardless if it were true or not, but it is true. My 4-year-old is an exceptional singer. And it blows my mind some of the things that she does at her age. And I may or may not have done that. I don't know when I was her age. But it's pretty amazing. I can sing a note and tell her to repeat it, and she will. And then I can go up an octave, and she'll repeat it just like I do. Wow. And hold it out for like 10 seconds. And she remembers lyrics to my songs, which – some of my songs are okay if she remembers them. Some of them are a little risque for a 4-year-old. I'm not sure yet about the youngest one. She has a really raspy voice, so if she could sing, it would be a cool sounding voice. But my 4-year-old is really, really talented as far as singing goes right now. But hopefully they don't want to get into this business, because I know the ins and the outs. So. And plus, I don't want them moving away from home like I did for 10 years.
Definitely. Now, you've been spending time in Edmonton, Alberta, doing the Canadian thing. What is the most Canadian thing you've done while you've been here, or what Canadian thing haven't you done yet?
Well, I haven't. I ain't made a snowman yet. I don't guess I've said A yet, till just now.
Have you had any of our Tim Hortons coffee yet, which we're famous for?
I actually have. I had some this morning, about 2 gallons of it, I think.
Justin, thank you so much for being here. The new album, Off the Beaten Path, is awesome, and I know there are more hits from it on the way. Our listeners can visit you at your website, justinmooremusic.com. You're on Facebook and Twitter. They can also download the album at iTunes. I'll encourage them to do that. There's the standard version with 11 songs and 16 songs on the deluxe version, or they can buy that at their favorite record store. Thanks so much for being here, Justin.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat soon again.
I look forward to it. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.